You are now in your third term, right?
Yes.
As the Osage Nation Principal Chief. You were re-elected last year, last June, 2022. Can you continue to serve?
Under our system, we can run for 5 consecutive terms. I do not plan to run again. I ran this third term to complete or initiate some projects which we need to keep pushing on, and that would be primarily our primary, it's called a primary residential treatment program, facility and program to address the issues of alcoholism, diabetes, stress, anxiety. That is an area that we're going to challenge head on. It takes dedicated people we have. We're going to get more. We're recruiting. We've got to grab hold of this issue. And it's several generations of work ahead, as it has been several generations of trauma to get this far. So we have a higher level of those activities than most of society, which is all suffering. But I can tell you, studies by health experts presented in this very room to me showed 8 years ago that the life expectancy of an Osage here, living here in Pawhuska, our tribal capital, the life expectancy here is 10 years less than a similar situated Osage in Tulsa, 60 miles away because of stress, obesity, a whole list in the studies show your life expectancy is cut just living here. And so not only are we going to do this primary residential treatment facility, we have a transitional facility related to it, adolescents, men, women, and then our big project we're heading into, and unfortunately interest rates are getting higher every month. We've got to go ahead and move past this clinic that we have into a much larger facility. And we've cleared out land and purchased land here in Pawhuska for that. That is really what we're looking at. So that's why I ran for a third term, and also to make sure our what we call our food sovereignty initiatives are sustained. We just have done some remarkable work on being able to feed ourselves after learning during the pandemic in March of 2020, the food supply chain broke down completely here. So we have a 19,000 square foot butcher house. We have 2,000 head of cattle. We have 250 bison. We purchased 43,000 acres from Ted Turner. All that was for casino monies. And then it was boosted at just the right time by what's called the CARES Act funds, federal monies, and then the ARPA. So working with my legislature, we thought, okay, we're moving the casino monies, federal monies, food sovereignty. We got to feed ourselves. We have beef. We have cattle we couldn't use because they're not USDA certified at the time. They are now. They are. We have state and federal inspectors in our plant. We then moved with that same combination of funding to have greenhouses. We have 44,000 square feet of greenhouses, and we have food processing, 9,000 square feet, aquaponics. And then what they're doing, they being the Osages and other employees that are working with us, they've worked the internet to where step by step, you can get online and order your food from both harvest land or greenhouses and from our butcher house and have a delivery point, pick it up. They're doing great work, the younger people. I'm so impressed. And I got to thank right now Oklahoma State University, University of Arkansas, University of Missouri, Kansas State, Kansas, and my favorite federal agency now, USDA. Those folks are great. Now, Bureau of Indian Affairs, you go, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.